This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. An education reform bill passed by lawmakers in May has become an early punching bag in the 2016 race for governor. Democratic House Speaker Shep Smith was a leading force behind the legislation, and he's still one of its biggest defenders. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Smith will call for tweaks to the bill when lawmakers return to Montpelier in January.
Shep Smith kicked off the last legislative session by calling for the most significant education reform proposal in recent memory. He ended it with a hard-fought win for a wide-ranging bill that Smith says will reduce costs and improve educational opportunities for Vermont kids.
This is something that I'm proud of, that we led on, and was the result of years of discussion within the legislature and outside of the legislature.
The legislation, however, has come under fire from Democratic and Republican gubernatorial candidates, and Smith now says that lawmakers need to revisit a controversial provision that would otherwise impose significant tax penalties on school districts that approve budget increases of more than 2%.
I want to bring in school superintendents, school board members, and citizens of the state to testify this fall in front of the Education Committee so that we'll be ready as soon as we get back to address the concerns that have been raised.
Education is already a major issue in the race for governor, and Act 46, as the reform bill is known, looks to be the field that candidates will wage that battle on. The bill is incredibly complex, as is just about anything having to do with education in Vermont, but it sets out to increase the size of school governance units by providing carrots to districts that get with the program and sticks for districts that don't. Smith says he's unsure at this point whether he'll call to revise the cap or to eliminate it altogether. But the proposed alteration won't silence the critics, many of whom will share the stage with Smith at candidate debates in the coming months. Democrat Matt Dunn, a former Windsor County senator, had already criticized the punitive spending cap.
The cost of health care is likely to go up by almost 8%. And in some of the smaller schools, just losing one or two kids would send them immediately through that threshold and lead to much higher property taxes.
Democratic candidate Sue Minter says she appreciates lawmakers' willingness to revisit the caps, but she says school boards need clarity now on what kind of spending cap, if any, they need to contend with.
But obviously, if they don't convene until January and school boards need to make their budget decisions now, they're going to be in a difficult situation.
Dunn and Minter also both say that Act 46 moves too swiftly and that it sets deadlines for mergers that might cause harm for the districts that have to comply with them. No one has had harsher words for Act 46 than Republican candidate Bruce Lisman.
I think it should be repealed.
Lisman has called for a total remake of the education system. He wants to replace the statewide financing model with the more regionalized version. Lisman says top-down mandates in Act 46 will take power from local voters without giving them much in return.
If there's not research that says this is going to save gobs of money, and there's definitely not research that says this will improve the quality of our classroom results.
Lisman's opponent in the GOP primary has a far brighter view of Act 46. Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott says lawmakers need to revise portions of the legislation to ensure that mergers don't result in the loss of school choice for students that now have it. Scott says he doesn't hold out much hope that Act 46 will reduce costs anytime soon, but he says it provides a solid foundation.
I think that we've started Act 46, and we need to continue down that road, not throw too many things at it all at once.
Smith says key lawmakers are already talking with education officials about how to revise the spending cap. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.